fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Sunday, the 16th day of September 2007. Welcome to the John Moore Show. As always, I was reviewing the latest news prior to going on the air, and I believe this is pretty phenomenal, these two stories, one of which is on the front, on Drudge right now, the afternoon of 16th day of September 2007. Apparently, the former chairman of the Federal Reserve has written a book that's about to be published. I think it comes out in the next day or two. Published tomorrow, so it'll be Monday the 17th. And in this book, what Alan Greenspan says is that it is his belief that the invasion of Iraq was motivated by oil. Oil, oil, oil. He says, quote unquote, "I am saddened that it is politically inconvenient to acknowledge what everyone knows, the Iraq war is largely about oil." Second story, which you can find at the Republic Broadcasting website, which, by the way, I'm really proud of this. The Republic Broadcasting website is becoming better all the time at having a lot of very interesting news articles. If you scroll down to where on my screen is red on white background, there's a list of articles, and this one is titled "A Buried 60 Minutes Interview," and it says / indictment. A buried 60 minutes interview / indictment. There you have a former member of the inner circle of the Bush administration. He was Secretary of the Treasury, I believe, talking about how at the first National Security Council meeting of the Bush administration. We'll come back after the break and we'll talk about this. This is real important, and then we'll get into preparedness. Stay tuned.
You know what you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000 watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, this is J.R. Moritz, Sunday, the 16th day of September 2007. Before the break, I was talking about this interview. It's a television interview that you can click on from the Republic Broadcasting website. The title of the story is A Buried 60 Minutes Interview / Indictment. This is pretty heavy stuff. Between these two men, it's sort of like the former director of the FBI making an announcement that Lee Harvey Oswald did not act alone. I mean, that's the significance of men who held such high positions making the statements that they're making. Alan Greenspan and this former Treasury secretary. This is about as heavy as it gets. The evidence has been mounting for years about how the pretense to go to war was fabricated. We now know, and quite frankly, the 60 Minutes interview is the more powerful of the two articles. Greenspan is no lightweight, by the way. He knows where some bodies are buried. You better believe that. This former Secretary of the Treasury official in this interview on 60 Minutes, they show the actual documents that were being generated in January and February of 2001 in the secret briefings of the National Security Council, talking about post-war Iraq and rebuilding Iraq after the war is over and splitting up the oil between the various outside vendors from 40 different countries that would come there to explore and drill for oil. Clearly, this is evidence that could be admitted in court. I know what evidence is. I've been a homicide investigator for 35 years. My first murder investigation was in the fall of 1973. My most recent I'm working on as we speak. I know what evidence is. I am what's called in the legal community second chair in jury trials, both state and federal, because I'm also a paralegal besides being an investigator. I know what evidence is. What's shown in this video that you can see at the Republic Broadcasting site, that's evidence. It could have an evidence sticker put on it and admitted in a court of law. Clear and convincing evidence demonstrating the intent of the Bush administration to go to war with a country at peace, that country being the country of Iraq. Truly, these are perilous times. I was also doing some research earlier today on the North American Union. This is a done deal, and you and I aren't going to stop it. You can write all letters you want to your congressman. Quite frankly, it's a waste of paper and postage, in my opinion. This thing's a done deal. It's going to happen. There will be some kind of catastrophic event of an economic nature, or possibly another type of catastrophic event that will, we will be told that the solution to this economic calamity will be to merge the United States, Mexico, and Canada into this North American Union. And there will be no organized opposition to this of any consequence. It's going to happen. Which brings us to the topic of preparedness. We don't know what the future brings, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know what the future brings. I don't claim to with any certainty. I do know, in general terms, some things that are happening, like with Earth changes. I have had some privileged access in that regard. And these various agendas, they proceed forward, seemingly unrelated. However, it's the nature of people who make plans for the future and have resources like governments to incorporate any new matter like Earth changes into pre-existing plans. Of course they would do that. Of course they would. So while these seemingly unrelated things like the war in Iraq, the dire straits our economy is in, Earth changes and rising ocean levels and abrupt climate change, while they may appear to be all unrelated, when it comes to the people behind the scenes pulling the strings, all these matters are taken into account. Everything is planned to be worked on and incorporated into their future plans. That's simply the way it's done. Now, if you want to support Ron Paul, God bless you. Spend whatever resources being time and money, that you think that effort should be devoted to that effort. If you believe Congressman Ron Paul will be the Republican candidate for the 2008 election, well, God bless you. I don't have time for that myself. I believe Ron Paul perfectly understands the excellent platform, bully pulpit is sometimes referred to, that this candidacy is giving him. It's giving him the chance to reach out to tens of millions of Americans with a wonderful message about the Constitution and what's right. And God bless him for doing so. That effort by itself is worthwhile and certainly deserves support. But let's talk about preparedness. You can't listen to your Republic Broadcasting or some of the other Patriot or any of the other Patriot networks that I'm aware of without hearing about water filters. And that's, there's an excellent reason for that, is, and it's because people who know about preparedness know that after fresh, clean air, water comes next in the list of survival. After that comes food. It is one of the most essential things that you need to plan for. Your first drink of dirty water from a creek or a puddle or a public water supply, you get dysentery if you don't have access to modern methods to cure that dysentery or any whatever other disease you might get, diarrhea. You'll become a casualty within a day or two. And without proper treatment, and depending on other circumstances, you could even die from this. In fact, diarrhea, I believe, is one of the largest killers of children worldwide. Clean water is not an option. Now, these Berkey filters that Republic sells are excellent. They've been used by the Red Cross and other emergency people and the various militaries around the planet for decades. They perform as advertised. Now, my regular listeners, you know that I have a background in that includes other than being a homicide detective and private investigator these past 35 years. I was also a field soldier. I was a soldier in Vietnam. I was a soldier in the States in the reserves. I served in U.S. Army Special Forces, also known as the Green Berets. I served in the psychological warfare in Vietnam. And I know what it's like to be out in the bush. You know, let's talk about water filters in that regard. If you're out in the bush for any extended time, you're probably going to have a base camp. Your base camp is where you're going to need that big Berkey. If you're out on a patrol or a reconnaissance or moving from place to place, you're going to need a portable water filter in addition to the Berkey. You're not going to carry no Berkey water filter in a backpack. That's just simply not going to happen. A small, portable water filter. I prefer Katahdin myself. I've heard it pronounced Katahdin. It's Katadyn. Everything Katahdin makes is excellent, without an exception. I just picked up a couple of small ceramic Katahdin filters myself, what they call a pocket filter. Many military units around the world use this also, especially special ops guys who have the money and the ability to buy these units. They're very compact, very light. And they come with everything you need in a little zipper bag, a nice nylon zipper bag, dark color, to use it and maintain it, keep it clean. I keep a couple of dozen paper coffee filters in with my water filter to pre-treat the water to get out the big stuff so that the water filter itself doesn't need to be cleaned quite so frequently to help protect it. One of the things that we talked about, we being the Special Forces A-Team, we talked about how you can't make water any lighter, you can't make ammunition any lighter. And those are limitations. A man or a woman walking through the bush can only carry so much and still be effective. I've seen men go in the bush, and I've done it myself, with way too much weight, using a lot of that weight being consumables in the form of food and water that would be consumed over a period of days. Typically, if a man is carrying an 80 or 100-pound backpack, rucksack, he'll march for a better part of a day and set up a base camp and then go out on patrols with a much lighter set of gear on these one-day patrols, one- or two-day patrols. There's a lot to this. I also know a number of armchair commandos who will flip through catalogs and go to gun shows and buy the latest and greatest gear, equipment, supplies, and not have a clue how to use this stuff out in the bush or whether it even works or not. Just because it's brand new and shiny in the box and in the package.
The government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 16th day of September, 2007. Before I leave this topic of water to go on to something else, my new webmaster is almost up and running, and I hope to be offering a number of new products. The Katahdin filters would be one of them that I'll be working on, seeing if I can become a vendor for them. And I'll be offering some other interesting products that you just can't find at your local sporting goods store, at Walmart, or the local gun show. It'll be things that are important. Essential field gear items, publications like my survival communications book that I have a case of, things of that nature that are difficult to find and would be very helpful for your preparedness. My website, of course, is thelibertyman.com. And I know many of you, there's hundreds of you listening to us, and we got a counter on the Internet, so we can tell how many are listening on the Internet. No way to tell on satellite. And, of course, the archives. You could listen anytime on the archives. Many of you listeners have ordered my articles, No Need for Panic, and the companion articles from my website. And it's very gratifying to be getting these out all over the planet, literally. I've had copies of my article go to Taiwan and Norway and New Zealand and Australia. So it's very gratifying to get this, get the word out to you folks about the coming abrupt climate change and ocean level rises. And let's go straight to our first caller, John in Florida. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
What's on your mind today? Go ahead.
Well, you mentioned water filters, and I've got a couple of those Berkey sport bottles.
Yes, sir.
I mean, now you're gonna, you say you're gonna maybe try to be a vendor for this other filter. What do you think about those Berkey filters as a backup?
Everything Berkey makes is excellent quality, and they have an excellent reputation for good filters that last a long time and do and perform as promised.
I know you've seen the sport bottles. How big is this unit you're talking about? You said it comes in a little zip bag.
The filter itself is about the size of two packs of cigarettes, laid sideways on top of the one on top of the other. It's pretty small.
Mm-hmm.
You can hold it. You can wrap your hand around it and just about close your hand.
What kind of usage? How many gallons would it?
That's for the reason I got it. It's because it filters so many hundreds of gallons of water. Most of these little filters you get at your sporting goods store, Walmart sporting goods department, and local sporting goods stores, they'll maybe do 50 gallons or so, and that's all they're good for before you have to change the filter. That's about it.
I have a big Berkey with the black Berkey filters in it. I've had for years now, but for portable, I wonder how many gallons the little sport bottles will do.
Well, that's probably available at the Berkey website, I would imagine. I don't have that information off the top of my head. Everything in life's a compromise. When you go to a smaller filter, obviously you won't be filtering as many gallons on one hand. On the other, the advantage of, the Katahdin is a ceramic filter, just like the big Berkey. You can clean these ceramic filters and use them over and over again.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I was just you don't know when you're going to have this. Where could I buy this filter you're referring to? And you call it a what?
It's the pocket ceramic filter. I just shopped on eBay and found the best prices there that I could. I don't have a specific vendor that I can recommend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, John. Well, I was talking to First Guy this past week, as always, and he's real enthusiastic about his current inventory and anxious to get it out the door to help people. It's selling freeze-dried food for the freeze-dried guy. It really is a life's mission, a life's work for this man. He's been doing it since the 1970s. And this is a man with a passion to help people get prepared, a man who knows his product line, inside out, upside down. And I urge you to contact Freeze-Dried Guy and contact him last. There's lots of people on Patriot Radio selling freeze-dried food and long-term storage food. Now, given the dollar amounts that an inventory of food would cost, you should be doing your due diligence. Freeze Dry Guy has a website. It's pretty simple. FreezeDryGuy.com. And here's his phone number. I'll give it twice slowly. It's 530-265-8333. I say again, slowly, 530-265-8333. Highest quality freeze-dried food at the best prices, shipping included, and that's the bottom line. You're not going to do any better. You're not going to get better food at a better price. Shop these other vendors first. They all offer good food, the ones I'm aware of. And when it comes to large dollar amounts like this, you need to do your due diligence and check it out. Break coming up. We'll be right back after the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 16th day of September 2007. Welcome back. I get emails from you folks, you regular listeners, and asking various questions and expressing various concerns, and I frequently respond that, gee, this would be a great question for live on the air. This is a live call-in show. I assure you that if you have a question or a concern, that you're not alone. If you're a woman who has some health concerns or isn't able to perform like a 25-year-old and is concerned about surviving in the future, I guarantee you, you're not alone. If you're a man who has a specific question about a firearm or a caliber or a question about tactics or whatever it might be, alone. This is a live call-in show, and talk radio is a lot more educational and fun and entertaining if you call in with these questions and comments. It's an opportunity that only comes up 2 hours a week. I take out from my busy schedule to come on here and do some talk radio on a Sunday afternoon. What a time for live call-in talk radio. When station management first gave me my Saturday afternoon time slot, I thought, this is odd, live talk radio on Saturday afternoon, which I had that for way more than 2 years. Now it's Sunday afternoon, which is even a bit more odd, quite frankly. But it's a niche market. We have hundreds and hundreds of folks listening every Sunday. Some busy doing other things, maybe getting ready for work or whatever it might be, the pastime or hobby might be while they listen to the show. Others sitting there with pen in hand, ready to make notes and follow up with research later in the week from comments I hear live on the air. So I know it's a mixed bag. And I know that you're out there, and I know you have these questions and comments. And frequently, you don't start calling in until we're deep into the second hour. And we've come to expect that. I understand that. But the call number is 800-313-9443. I was doing some work on my communications package on my automobile yesterday. And I was doing work today around some grounds maintenance around our place out here in the mountains of the Ozarks. And both times I was using dedicated toolkits. Today, for example, I had a dedicated toolkit specifically set up for chainsaws and line trimmers with the special tools and parts in the toolbox and operating manual in the toolbox. That's all this toolbox is used for. This, well, I'm making these comments for you young men out there who didn't grow up in a household where using hand tools was a way of life, like it was for me. My dad was a plumber, and this is the way it's done. You get a toolbox. Just using this as an example, and set it up for a specific reason. In this case, we're talking about chainsaws and line trimmers, also called weed eaters. You may have a special box set up just for pop rivets with your pop rivet tool and all your variety of boxes and containers of pop rivets. I have a toolbox set up just for telephone equipment with my lineman handset in it. Various telephone equipment, telephone line, cables, wires, and so forth, connectors, all in that one toolbox. And then another toolbox set up for my communications equipment, my ham radio equipment, with the various connectors and tools and screwdrivers and parts and pieces, communications equipment. And in addition to that, when it comes to communications equipment, I've got these flat parts boxes or plastic parts boxes with individual compartments. Each one's about anywhere from 1 by 1 inch to 2 by 2 inches, where I can put in the huge variety we've got of all the related connectors that go with radio equipment for antennas and power cords. And it's a lot. The more you get into ham radio, the more you realize there's an awful lot to it, which is why I so frequently advocate joining your local ham club. I know that people in the Patriot community don't like getting licenses and so forth from the government, and I understand that, and I appreciate it. You don't have to become a licensed ham operator to associate with the ham club and get the knowledge that these men and women who've been doing it for 20, 30, 40 plus years have at their disposal. Many of these things, and ham radio is an excellent example, you can spend $400 or $500 for a radio only to find out it's not the radio you need. That's very easy to do. It's extremely easy to do. That's where one of the big benefits of being part of a ham radio club. you can find out from somebody who's not selling stuff. You know, you walk into a radio store or open up the catalog, they want to sell you anything they got. But the men and women in the ham radio club aren't selling. Well, they may be selling used equipment occasionally. That comes up, and that's an opportunity also is to buy good quality used equipment at a discount price. But typically, they just want to give advice on what works, what doesn't work, how to save money, what the engineering is that you need to know to make this equipment function. We get so used to simple, like cell phones, for example. Any 8-year-old, most 8-year-olds, I should say, can operate a cellular telephone. When it comes to ham radio equipment, however, ladies and gentlemen, there's more complexity that goes into proper functioning, the ability to transmit and the ability to receive effective radio communications. It's not just plug in and play like we're used to with so many electronic devices. Not even a little bit. I know some of you older folks out there, people my age, you may have had some experience with CB radios back in the 70s. There was a huge increase in the popularity of Citizens Band radio, also known as 11-meter radio, back in the 70s. Quite frankly, out of all the communications equipment I carry, which is pretty extensive in my primary vehicle, the one that helps me the most is my CB radio on the highway, Citizens Band radio, tuned channel 19. If there's something happening on these interstate highways or U.S. highways, these truckers will be talking about it. And frequently, and when I say frequently, I mean about once a month, I will get enough advance warning to get off at an exit before I end up in a blockage due to construction or due to an accident that's backed up for 1, 2, or 10, or 15 miles. Now that's no small thing. That is no small thing at all. These other frequencies that I monitor are the emergency frequencies. Sometimes I'll hear things like a wrong way driver. Now, that's one of the scariest things you'll ever see. I've only seen it twice. The second time was very recently. The first time was back in the 70s, personally. It's one of the scariest things you'll ever see is a person driving the wrong way on an interstate highway. Once again, the emergency frequencies, there'll be a heads up. You'll hear the police talking about it, the highway patrol talking about it. Of course, the guys and the truckers on the CB radios will be talking about any one-way drivers, wrong-way drivers. And it's not optional, in my opinion. It's not optional to be out on the road lacking these communication equipment. It is not optional at all, in my opinion. Having communications equipment at home allows you to monitor the weather band, monitor emergency frequencies, other things which are helpful. Many people, my friends and my family, they may think they live in a safe neighborhood. And a friend of mine, this goes back to around 1990 or so, 92 maybe, he took my advice and he bought a scanner, a good quality scanner from Radio Shack, and he plugged it in, and he was shocked. He thought he lived in a very nice, quiet, relatively crime-free area in Metro St. Louis. And when he found out what was going on within a 10-block radius of his home in terms of crime, he was absolutely shocked. There is so much crime, ladies and gentlemen, so much crime in these metropolitan areas that maybe 2 or 3% gets reported in the mainstream news. The volume is just too excessive. If they reported all the crime on the radio and television news and in the newspaper, that's all they would do, and they still wouldn't have time. It's not humanly possible to report all the time, all the crime that goes on in these major metropolitan areas. It's simply not humanly possible. The most you can hope for with a scanner tune to the frequencies around where you live. It's kind of pointless to tune to other frequencies. Most you can hope to do is find out what's going on in your ward or your precinct or your nearby precincts, if you're familiar with those political terms. Districts, depending on where you are, your city or your county, whatever it might be. That would be enough for most people to just keep up with the crime in their immediate area and still live what might be called a normal life with career, friends, family, and social obligations and so forth. The volume of crime will simply take your breath away. Absolutely it will. Why bother doing that? Well, here's why. If you don't know what's going on in your area, in your neighborhood, when I say your neighborhood, I'm saying 10 blocks north, south, east, and west. 10 blocks is 1 mile. That's 4 square miles from where your home is. It's like 4 compass points. It's not a huge area. If you don't know what's going on within 1 mile of your home, you're hopelessly lost in terms of knowing how to prepare your loved ones, your home, to be safe from crime. You're hopelessly lost. Now, you may know Officer Friendly, who works on the police department in your neighborhood, and Officer Friendly may share some of what's going on with you, but quite frankly, most of the time, Officer Friendly doesn't know everything going on either, because he's busy with his career as a police officer and his friends and family and social obligations also. He knows what's going on his shift. He knows what the men and women that he works with are talking about in his department. And that's better than nothing, obviously. Clearly it is. But once again, you need a scanner to really know what's going on where you live. It's not optional. If you want to have that knowledge, it's not optional. If you want to live in a cocoon of ignorance, then you certainly don't need that scanner. And most people, most of the time, do that. And they get along quite well. However, crime is random. If you're planning for long-term survival, it's not going to do you very much good if you are a victim of violent crime. Cripples or kills you or takes a life or the health or the well-being of one of your loved ones, all that long-range planning comes to naught. One of my listeners was talking about some of the newer handheld radios that are out there and how wonderful they are, and they are. These family radio service, FRS radios, they're wonderful little radios. They're compact. You can drop them in your shirt pocket. And they have a really decent range given the limitations they have. Here comes a however. However, they're limited to typically 4 to 5 watts. Where with a good quality ham mobile unit or base unit, you're looking at 50 watts or 100 watts or even more. Now, it's wonderful to be able to talk 5 or 6 miles with one of these little handheld radios. That's truly a blessing to be able to do that. However, with a good quality ham radio, mobile radio, with a good antenna, talking 50 miles or 60 miles is a piece of cake, quite frankly, under most normal circumstances. And talking even further, if you've got the right antenna, the right equipment, and the antenna's high enough up, talking 80 to 100 miles is not out of reason. With good quality, professional-grade ham radio equipment. Of course, it means having the knowledge to set it up properly, get the right antenna, get the right coax, and so forth, to be able to do that. It takes a little knowledge, takes a little time, you need to spend a little money to be able to pull that off. One of the things we learned from Hurricane Katrina, Labor Day weekend, 2005, is that effective immediate communications will frequently be the difference between life and death in a fast-moving, severe crisis. I've mentioned a number of times live on the air that the largest, most powerful, wealthiest government on the planet could not find the Superdome for 5 days to get water to these people. Now, that's a bit flippant, I know. It's a bit tongue-in-cheek, but on one hand. But on the other hand, it's true. It's true. And during that crisis down there with Hurricane Katrina, as always with any major crisis of that nature, one of the few ways reliable news was getting out of that area, that affected area, which was many hundreds of square miles, thousands of square miles, by the way, on the Gulf Coast, was by ham radio operators. And this happens time and time and time again. And we have a break coming up. Stay tuned, and call number is 800-313-9443.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 16th day of September, 2007. I was just looking at an article here regarding earth changes. It looks like for the first time ever in modern recorded history, the Northwest Passage going between Europe and Asia over the North Pole on top of the ocean as opposed to a submarine, is open. The ice has melted sufficiently that you can go from Europe to Asia over the North Pole, fully navigable. That's what it says here. This is Reuters. This is a mainstream news source, Reuters. Fully navigable route between the Atlantic and the Pacific. This is one of the things I talk about frequently, ladies and gentlemen. I had Professor McCanny on here 2 weeks ago to give us all an update. These earth changes are here. It's not as Al Gore would have you believe, or Jim Hansen with the NASA Goddard Space Flight Institute, the director of the NASA Goddard Space Flight Institute. It's not the middle of the century, 2050. It's now, in 2007. The official government line, which is the same line that Al Gore's been putting out, is that things will start to get bad in 2016 and really get bad in 2050. Well, here it is. On a mainstream news source, Reuters is about as mainstream as anything can possibly be. London headline, Reuters, at the Northwest Passage is open. And you can drive a boat between the Atlantic and the Pacific. Not in 2050, but in 2007. As I frequently ask my live audiences, would the federal government of the United States of America lie to us? And then everybody laughs and chuckles and shakes their head. Yes, well, of course the federal government of the United States of America would lie to us. Of course they would. They've been doing it for decades on any number of topics, including every war we've been involved in since the Spanish-American War. Every war, without exception. We've been lied to as to why we were in it, the circumstances we were in, what the true motivations were. And on and on and on. None of those wars were defend freedom and defend the United States of America. Not a single one of them. Spanish-American War, First World War, Second World War, Korea, Vietnam, or this current unpleasantness in Iraq. Not a single one of them. Different topic for a different day. Abrupt climate change and rising ocean levels is in our face right now. As Professor McCanny says, people always want him, and anybody who's in public like myself or any radio talk show host, McCanny has his own radio talk show. We're always having people ask us about dates and timing. Like Jim frequently, what he says in one of his books, what are you going to do when you find out the date? Go out and buy a case of tuna fish? Getting prepared for the events that we're talking about is something the federal government of the United States took decades to do, beginning around 1979 and going all through the 80s and into the 90s. The Vatican the same way. I have privileged access to what the Vatican's been doing. Now, allegedly, the Vatican Library was closed in July of this year for the first time in 500 years. Because of engineering problems, which they say they'll reopen it in 2010. I don't believe there's going to be a Vatican Library open to the public in 2010. I believe it'll be moved to high ground. Rome is only 45 feet above sea level, by the way. Break coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443.
It's true.